Welcome to the Family Travel Podcast by A Big Peachy Adventure, where we help families plan their adventures, whether it's for a week, indefinite, or anywhere in between. No matter what your budget, we bring you hints and tips from the experts, inspirational stories of families who are living their dreams, as well as must-see highlights from places that we and our guests visit. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of A Big Peachy Adventure. We are speaking to you today from Batemans Bay and we've had a very fun day. We travelled into Canberra for a quick little day trip. When we left on our lap, Chloe's one bucket list item was to go to Questacon again. She went when she was 3 years old and she rates it as one of her most fun days ever. So we took her in today to go to Questacon. We had a good day.
It was a lovely day. I'm glad we're not staying there tonight because it's getting down to 1 degree. So
it's freezing.
Glad we're back. It was worth a couple of hour drive. Anyway, in this episode, what we're going to talk about is our setup costs. The key theme of this is no, you don't have to spend a fortune to get going. In our About Us episode, we mentioned that our setup costs were $37,000. And we pretty much just wanted to elaborate on that to show that although we thought we got a good deal, some people spend more and some people spend less to get going on their lap.
When we were initially looking at different caravans, we wrote out a list of all the features that we thought were essential for our family when doing the lap. This included things, because we're travelling with a baby, we wanted an ensuite with a little bath in case we had to bath him. We wanted heating and cooling. We wanted the ability to have bunk beds, and we wanted space for everyone. So I traipsed around to a billion different caravan yards searching for the perfect caravan, and as I was looking, I was getting more and more, I guess, dismayed, thinking that we were going to have to spend more than what we had initially budgeted for. We were hoping initially to get something. Do you remember?
Around the 35,000 mark.
Yeah, but this figure was creeping up and I thought we were going to have to spend 40, 50. You know, I was thinking maybe we'd even have to spend 60,000 to get what we wanted.
And then when we looked at the vans that we thought we needed, we realised that the X-Trail that we had just wasn't going to pull it like it did with the 14-foot van that we had before. Even that wouldn't get up the driveway. So we thought we're going to have to get a new tow vehicle. And so we started looking around, and even secondhand, we thought we'll be looking at least $20,000, but then more once we put on all the accessories, like an electronic brake controller, bull bar, UHF, all the things that we thought were essential.
What we ended up with? Well, we ended up with a Jayco Expander. We stumbled across an ad for a guy that lived just around the corner from us, and we had initially discounted this ad, and we weren't going to go and check out the caravan because it had all the features we wanted, but it looked a bit daggy. It was very brown, and I'm very anti-brown. But then, because it was so close to us, we thought we'd go check it out anyway. And I think both Michael and I gave each other a look within 5 minutes of starting to check out the caravan because it had everything we wanted, absolutely everything. It ticked all the boxes apart from the decor interior being brown.
It's much lighter. I think we benefited from some poor photography and that bought the price down by probably $5,000 for us. So we got what we're after. It's still brown and Natalie still doesn't dig that. But hey, we've got the caravan that we needed. Since we've started though, what thing that's been amazing is that there's so many other families doing this with either a much smaller or much larger outlay, and everyone seems to be having much the same adventure. So we just wanted to really highlight that we thought we got a great deal at a car and caravan.
I don't think we mentioned the car.
We haven't even mentioned the car. Okay. Well,
the chap that bought the caravan off, he called us back and asked us if he wanted to buy his Pajero, which is a later model Pajero. It's not one of the newest ones. But he offered it to us for $7,000, and it was fitted out with everything we could ever want. It was perfect.
So we got it for $7,000, hadn't had to spend a cent on it, took it in for a major service, and just needed some brake pads repaired. So we spent $37,000, which we thought was awesome, since we got a car and caravan for less than we thought we're going to have to buy just the van. But we wanted to highlight to everyone that you don't even need to spend that much to get going.
our plan is to bring to you other families that are doing it not only on the cheap, but at the other end of the scale as well. One of the first people that we talked to is Milsey Pizzuato, who we actually interviewed the other day. And once you hear her story, you'll see that their outlay was a lot less than what we paid.
And they've got a very different setup than us. It works well for their family of five. But so many other people out there are doing it so many different ways. If we look on Facebook, there's another group called Caravan of Crazy. They renovated a van for less than $10,000. There's people out there who have bought a camper trailer and they're using that to do a lap. You know, $10,800 on a camper, which looks great. There's other people who have spent that much on a tent. Another group out on Facebook, they spent $1,500 on a camper. So
I guess what we want to highlight to everyone is that it comes down to not only finances, but your personal preference. You could spend a fortune on the tent of your dreams, and it might cost more than the person next to you's caravan that they're camping in. It's completely up to you. You choose your own adventure here.
And a big part of it as well is, you know, how much time do you have and what you like to do. So you may not be handy with the tools. You may not have a couple of years to spend renovating a van. You may want to just get going now. So you may want to spend more on the initial outlay, or you may want to spend less and, hey, end up with a perfectly great bed on wheels and have just the same adventure.
I guess the key message here is that if you want to do it, you can. And there's more than likely another family out there in a similar situation doing it the same as you. And if you put your feelers out, you'll be able to find their story and hear their story. And I'm sure they'll be more than happy to help you. There is even, I have seen a family travelling around Australia in a horse and cart. So if that's what you want to do, then
someone else has already set the standard for you.
Someone else is doing that.
So with the car and van out of the way, the big ticket items done, there are other things that you are likely going to need to buy to go on a extended travel. One of the things we want to highlight here is that everyone has a different opinion of what is a must-have and what is a waste of space. If you look on any of the Facebook groups to do with camping and caravanning, a question that's commonly asked is, what's one item that you wish you'd never brought along? The answers are always different and so polarizing as well. The top things that are commonly mentioned are things like the Annex,
scooters,
Thermomix,
bike, surprisingly,
yeah,
for us.
But then under every single one of those comments, someone else is responding with, I could not live without that. So everyone's lifestyle is different. And, you know, what you think you need to take may be different than someone else.
So what we did when we were looking at what to bring with us on our lap and we were writing our shopping list is we split into three categories. We had a need category, a want category, and a maybe category.
And even then we split our need list up into, we need it now, we don't want to hit the ground day one without it. So for example, we needed some mattress protectors. Having a then 3-year-old and 6-year-old, there's no way we'd spend the first night in the caravan without those in case there was accidents. Also on that need now list were things like a dish rack. But we also knew that we needed jerry cans to carry water in. But, you know, we weren't going to be hitting a free camp for at least 3-4 weeks. So we just thought we'll get those down the track.
The next category was want. So these were items such as for Michael. He really, 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 really wanted a drone.
Really, really?
Really, really. And I really, 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 really wanted a stand-up paddleboard.
Or two.
We ended up with two. So we got both of those, but that was after we'd met the need category.
Yeah, and so we realised that there were things that we didn't need to do our trip. We really wanted them. We knew they'd make our life better, but they weren't something we had to go spend money on straight away.
The last category was maybe. So we thought that maybe we wanted some handheld UHF radios, and we thought that maybe we wanted a car back.
But, you know, we didn't get either of those, and there was other things on the maybe list. We didn't actually buy anything off the maybe list before we left or even now. We've realised if we got those things, they actually would have just been a waste of money and a waste of space. So that was the real main benefit of having our shopping list split into those three categories. there may be some disagreements about what goes into the need and want and maybe. But we still disagree now, and that's cool. So the key thing is here, if there's any doubt and you're not on the same page, just wait. You can always get it once you hit the road.
With our shopping list that we had, everything we purchased from that shopping list, we actually purchased it with the money that we had made from selling all of our clutter. And not just our clutter, we sold things like our dining room table, which I guess wasn't really clutter, but and other items from our house. So all the way through this, it didn't actually feel like we were spending our savings. And we've actually still 3 months in, we've got little bags of coins left over from all the sales that we made from our unwanted goods.
So, you know, you spend your money on the initial setup, the big ticket items, the car and van / camper / tent / horse and buggy. But then after that, all the other stuff that you need to get, you don't need to spend a fortune. You may have some things that you absolutely definitely need, but you may find that you don't actually spend any of your own money from your bank account to get it. It may actually just be from the stuff that you're getting rid of. You're basically getting rid of stuff that you're not using and replacing with stuff that you will need or want. So you actually come out ahead. We still made mistakes, though. For example, I thought, you know, I really wanted a...
Needed, okay.
I thought I wanted, well, because I actually on the need list, a fold-up bike. It literally got used once and ended up selling it for, you know, a slight loss.
To someone else who had it on their want list, I reckon.
That's right. And the main issue with it was actually just taking up space. So, you know, doing the need, want and maybe thing, it's not perfect, but we found it to be a great start.
And what we found along the way as well is space is at an absolute premium. So if we value the space that it takes up more than the actual item, then the item is gone. For example, our Audi pod coffee machine. That was on our need category, but it took up our little tiny bit of bench space that we really desperately needed. So that has been... We've said goodbye to that.
And we've found a smaller stovetop percolator thing actually makes better coffee anyway. Other things we've sent back home or donated as well, we still seem to spend a fair whack of time going to Goodwill. So I guess the key thing we're trying to get across here is you don't need to go buy a brand new Land Cruiser V8, spend $100,000 on a caravan to do a lap around Australia.
If you don't want to.
If you don't want to.
You can if you want to.
You can, and we'd envy you, but no. we're comfortable, and we've got a reliable vehicle in a caravan that does everything we want. We've got all the things that we need and want, and we wouldn't change a thing.
Not a thing at all. So we're very, very happy with our setup, and we wouldn't do anything differently. So that's it for today, but if you have any questions about what we have gone through, or if you have any suggestions or know of any families who are doing things a bit differently on the road, or you've got a good idea for how you might want to do things. Maybe you are doing it a horse and cart. Anyway, please drop us a line. Please either send us a message on Facebook or via our blog, and we'll get back to you. Thank you for listening to A Big Peachy Adventure, Families Travelling Full Time. What drives us is hearing of those we've inspired to simplify their life and take the first step towards their travelling goals. So please, if you get any value from what we're doing, the biggest reward we could ask is that you share this podcast with your travelling buddies. Don't forget to click subscribe, and also please leave us a review. 5 stars hopefully, but if not, that's okay. Please leave a comment and let us know what we can do better. If you'd like to connect with us personally or have any questions, you can find us on Facebook at A Big Peachy Adventure. See you on the road and happy travels.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.